Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to this very special broadcast of Atlanta Business Radio. It is our WIT Connect 2017 special. We are on site live. Stone Payton Lee Cantor here with you, as well as Katie Galley. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic evening. I am going to introduce the show, then I'm going to get something to eat.
All right, perfect.
That's my plan. So we'll bring Katie on here in just a moment. But before I do leave the table, please introduce me to these wonderful ladies. I heard Vicky and Danielle. We'll start with you, Vicky. You can't wait to say something. I can tell it. Who are you? What do you do? What are you doing here?
Well, thank you so much for this golden opportunity. My name is Vicky Hamilton. I own my own business. I work as a technology and business consultant. I help with a lot of transformation and change initiatives with each of my clients that I work with. I am so humbled and honored to be the president of Women in Technology this year. I have such a great board, not to mention my sidekick, Miss Danielle Joyner McPherson.
Well, hello, Miss Danielle Joyner McPherson.
Hello, hello. It is. I'm Danielle Joyner McPherson, and I am so excited to be here. Vice President of the WIT Board of Directors, and as well, I work for Delta Airlines, and I'm a general manager in our Information Technology Program Delivery Organization.
Can you tell us a little bit about WIT Connect and how it serves the community?
I would be honored to do that. We have, as you know, are celebrating our 25th anniversary.
That is a big deal.
Yes, yes, yes. And so WIT Connect has been our opportunity to work in the community where we can get businesses connected with vendors and suppliers who can offer those opportunities of service to them. And the whole idea is a way for us to raise funds to help us initiate and go through our programs from the classroom to the boardroom for all the young women that are interested in STEM, to continue to get them excited and looking forward to the golden opportunities that are out there from a business perspective. So we have a number of programs that we offer. Our goal is to ensure that we never leave anyone behind. We want every woman to know that they have a place, they have an opportunity, and there is a phenomenal road for them in the STEM fields.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the programming for young women?
Absolutely. So we start with WIT Girls. This is where we offer lots of things. Behind the scenes, job shadowing. We expose them to things that they've never done before. In fact, we have a WIT Robotics team that we support. And they're here tonight. We're so excited to have them with us to actually show exactly what the dollars are paying for and giving them exposure. We then have WIT on Campus, where we are partnering with campuses inside of Atlanta as well. This year, we were able to go across the state of Georgia, where we did our first event. And then we do forums that we offer different types of content for all of the women that are in the STEM professional field to give them exposure to many, many different topics as we move forward. And then we continue to do education in terms of providing workshops and things for individuals in terms of moving forward. We are very happy to be able to offer women that are in transition an opportunity to actually come together and to partner with each other and help each other to establish things that they may be able to do to move their job efforts forward. Danielle?
I think the only other one that we have to talk about, and it's really hard to choose a favorite, but outside of WIT Connect, we also continue to raise funds throughout the year. One of those events is acknowledging our Women of the Year. It's so hard to get down to just a few, so it's an opportunity for us to have a night where we have women who represent our companies from all across Georgia who are doing phenomenal things in their organization, in the community, and as well within our WIT volunteer community. to advance the promotion of women in STEM careers. And I should say STEAM because we're introducing the fact that we're going to start to ensure that we incorporate the arts.
Arts as part of that. That's a new initiative, right?
Absolutely, yes. It is. And so we're looking forward to unveiling that tonight, as well as we've got a new marketing tagline. I can't tell you what it is.
Okay, that's a secret.
It's a secret.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the history of the organization? Because 25 years ago, this was kind of a breakthrough idea, right, to put a group like this together?
Absolutely. So 25 years ago when this began, we had enough of a struggle of just trying to get women that were in the technology and professional field together in STEM. So how do we even work together? How do we help each other? How do we support each other? So we began the effort in terms of really trying to establish that network and connection. Over the 25 years, we have evolved into the programs that we offer today to offer every young woman an opportunity to all the grown women that are in the profession and those that may be interested in transitioning into the STEM area. We're so excited about STEAM tonight, and I can't wait till Danielle unveils it to you. She gets that honor. But we're happy about that because what it actually does is allow us to talk about all the kinds of computer graphics and things that are able to happen within programs. So we're looking forward to potentially looking at other opportunities and programs to extend that too. And then lastly, not to leave out our opportunities where we want to look at entrepreneurship, because we all know entrepreneurs give it to a woman and that's where it happens.
I think the other thing is on the journey of 25 years, it's great to be in a state where technology is a booming industry, and every day we have new corporate industries that come to Atlanta that move here to help from an economic development standpoint. And so it's just a great breeding ground as we continue to build and grow our organization and partner with companies across the state of Georgia. Yeah.
I mean, it's really incredible what you guys have done and how you've grown in the past 25 years. So from where you started and just appreciating, you know, where you've come from and how you've grown, what do you hope to accomplish in the next few years, and where do you see what going?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a 2020 strategy, which we'll continue to go beyond there. But as we've grown over the years, right, we started as a really small local group here in the city of Atlanta. And we keep expanding across the suburbs of Atlanta. And our vision is to take this statewide and nationwide eventually. But as we continue to advance our strategies forward, we'll continue to make sure that we're doing the foundational things that we want to do as we support women of all ages, young girls. But as well, as Vicky mentioned, our entrepreneur program is really important to us. And we're looking for ways that we can continue to expand that. And so that'll be continue to be a part of our vision.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the corporate support? Because an organization like this needs corporate support in order to really thrive and grow. How do you see the city from an enterprise level embracing WIT?
It's really, you know, we are so fortunate, and I think tonight is indicative of how fortunate we are. We can't survive without that corporate sponsorship. We need that support. Everything, not only from the dollars to help us to support the programs that we already have.
But it's the access,
but
right?
But it's the access, exactly, and giving exposure to all these wonderful young ladies and mm-hmm. women that are in the STEAM environment, right? So they are extremely important, and we could not survive without them. And it's through their efforts that allow us also to give back to them. So you might say, well, how do you do that? If you invest in us, we can help you grow your pipeline for tomorrow.
And are you seeing that Atlanta as a city is evolving beyond just, like, it started out as technology. There's a lot of activity in technology, but now it's expanded to fintech, healthcare, IT. We're becoming a hub in all different areas of technology. It's just not narrow, where in some other cities, they have one industry that supports the whole community, but in Atlanta, where you have such a diversity in this area.
We are the Southeast hub of looking at all of STEAM. How about that?
Yeah.
And I think that says a lot for our environment. Danielle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, so when you think about the full STEAM, it's not only technology, right? It's the sciences, so the research companies, the biomedical technology companies. It's also The engineering companies who are really important to us, and those industries where engineers are prevalent and they are important to help the industry move forward. Math, right? Math, it's education. It's our universities. It's right. Our colleges that we continue to partner with, which will, as we said, right, it'll continue to be important for us as we move our strategy
and
forward.
And when you start getting into the arts, and now you can tap into the film and the gaming now, and the music scene that we have here, just opens up so many more doors.
Absolutely, yeah.
And not to think about, not just to mention the filming that happens here, right? All the theater, all the filming, all of the things that, that are inclusive, it's just an endless opportunity, which is why we're so fortunate to be in this, to be in the Atlanta and in the state of Georgia.
So now if somebody wants to learn more about WIT, what's the best way to kind of connect, and what's the best way for them to maybe take that first step to interact with the organization if they don't know about it?
Yeah, www.mywit.org is the first opportunity if you want to hit us up online. But we've got social media channels, LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. But most importantly, come on down tonight to WIT Connect. I know we're sold out, but we'll let you in. across all of our programs, one of the key programs that we do have every month, if you want a reach out and touch, is one of our WIT forums. And our WIT forums is a really great networking opportunity to just come and feel and get a sense for the community of WIT, and also have the ability to get involved and volunteer. We are always looking for volunteers. We can't do what we do tonight without our sponsors, without our volunteers. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for being here with us tonight.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you in a bit at WIT Connect 2017.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.